Rahm Emanuel made it official today. He announced his resignation as White House Chief of Staff to return home to Chicago, where he's expected to launch a campaign for mayor. Emanuel has said it's his life's ambition to be mayor of Chicago, what he's called his dream job. And longtime Mayor Richard M. Daley's announcement last month that he would not seek a seventh term opened the door for Emanuel. Now he has to convince hardened Chicago voters that he's their man, as NPR's David Shaper reports.
In farewell remarks with President Obama at the White House today, Rahm Emanuel didn't officially announce that he's running for mayor of Chicago, but he certainly sounded like it.
I'm energized by the prospect of new challenges and eager to see what I can do to make our hometown even greater. These are unprecedented and great times in Chicago, Mr. President. The Chicago Bears are 3-0.
Unbelievable.
It's always wise to praise Da Bears while campaigning in Chicago, but Emanuel may need a lot more than that to connect with jaded Chicago voters, such as Denise Davis, who says she doesn't vote that often anymore.
There's never anybody worth voting for. They're all liars. They're all sneaks.
That said, Davis actually thinks Emanuel could be a good mayor. Joining Davis on a cigarette break outside their office building on Michigan Avenue, Renee James says she doesn't know much about Emanuel, so the fact that he worked with Mr. Obama goes a long way with her.
I mean, you know, it gets no better than that. So if he has the president's backing, he has my backing.
To be clear, Mr. Obama has not endorsed Emanuel, but he has said he thinks he'd make an excellent mayor. And so does Tim Arts of Chicago's Pilsen neighborhood.
I mean, after I think it's 21 years of Mayor Daley, it'd be nice to have somebody fresh and successful. Driven.
I think he's going to get himself into a rat race, to be quite honest with you. The fastest rat wins.
Jeff Trouch lives on Chicago's northwest side and is waiting for the dust to settle in what will be a wide open race before jumping on the Rahm Emanuel bandwagon.
There's going to be a whole lot of people running for this position because it's a powerful position. It's a big city, and you better be ready.
Trouch says working in the high-stakes job of White House Chief of Staff might make Emanuel ready. But he adds he still has to prove himself back home to get his vote. Even though Emanuel represented the city's north and northwest sides in Congress before leaving for the White House 2 years ago, some Chicagoans suggest he might be out of touch with people's needs, especially in African-American, Latino, and less affluent parts of the city. Laura Washington is a political analyst, columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times, and a former aide to late Chicago Mayor Harold Washington.
I think that he has a case to make that he's really of Chicago and for Chicago, partly because he's been gone for a while, and partly because when he was here, he was perceived as a player with the big boys downtown and not really a guy for the neighborhoods.
Emanuel returns to Chicago this weekend and will begin going through the neighborhoods to listen to voters' concerns, but it's still not clear where he'll live. He and his wife rented out their Chicago home when he left for the White House and renewed the lease with the tenant just a few days before Daley's stunning announcement that he would retire. And now the tenant doesn't seem to want to move out. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.